The former doctor for the American gymnastics team accused of abusing more than 150 girls and women was sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison this week. When Judge Rosemarie Aquilina read Larry Nassar's sentence, she told him, quote, "I just signed your death warrant."
It was one of many lines delivered by the judge that drew attention during the trial.
As much as it was my honor and privilege to hear the sister survivors, it is my honor and privilege to sentence you. Because, sir, you do not deserve to walk outside of a prison ever again.
And video of the judge tossing aside a letter Nassar had sent to the court before the hearing was widely shared this week. Some applauded the judge for standing staunchly on the side of the women and girls in this case.
But some worry the judge's mannerisms during the trial crossed a line, especially the suggestion that Nassar deserved to be punished in the same way he treated his victims. For more on this, we're joined by Erica Goldberg, assistant professor of law at the University of Dayton School of Law. Erica, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how typical or atypical were the judge's mannerisms and behaviors during this case?
So it is not unusual for judges to say harsh things while they're handing out a sentence. At that point, the judge is determining, you know, the moral fate of the defendant. But what was unusual in this case was what happened while the judge was still acting as an impartial adjudicator during the actual sentencing phase, where she commented on the victim's testimony, where she allowed them to say whatever they wanted to Nassar, including calling him pathetic, and especially the comments where she said she hoped that what was visited upon these women, unfortunately, would then be visited upon him.
Is it concerning in any way? I mean, obviously, a case like this, it's not hard to get on the side of the victims of the case. But I would imagine that there are other cases that are maybe a little more evenly divided, people who are on the side of the plaintiff or the defendants, where if a judge did some of this kind of stuff, it might be less well received.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's even concerning in this case, although I think it comes from a good place. You know, the judge certainly wanted the victims to be able to voice their experiences, and that's an important part of the process here. But it's even concerning in this case because every defendant has due process rights and deserves to have an impartial adjudicator no matter what they've done. And the courtroom isn't supposed to reflect public opinion about the issue.
Erica, it sort of reminds me, and these are not apples to apples, and you as an expert can clear this up for us, but think about when we get jury instructions and we're asked very specific questions about whether we can be unbiased in a particular situation. And if there are experiences that we may have that may be similar to something, I mean, could you sentence someone to death? Do you have an experience with someone who even something much smaller, like with a DUI? And I know this is not the exact same thing, but it sort of reminded me of that, where here's a judge, yes, hearing from victims in a case that most people are sickened by. And yet, did any of that come to mind for you as well? Just we're supposed to be able to throw out our biases if we're going to be on a jury, for example. And should a judge have the same sort of standards there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the judge has even greater obligations, not just to be impartial, but to show the appearance of impartiality, because the entire integrity of the process is compromised when the judge appears to be a victim's advocate, not just for this case, but for all cases, because the state has to justify its use of force. It has to be legitimate. You know, this is about taking liberty away from an individual defendant. And so even more than a juror needs to be able to put aside his or her bias, the judge needs to be able to do so and appear to do so.
Erica, what is the conversation like among law experts like yourself? I mean, is there debate about whether or not the judge crossed a line on this? I mean, is there a consensus forming?
Yeah, so I think among law professors and also practitioners, you're definitely seeing a healthy debate here. Probably law professors and defense attorneys are overrepresented in terms of people who think that what the judge did here was inappropriate. But you're seeing many people saying things like, if you think what the judge did crossed a line, you've never seen a sentencing before where judges excoriate defendants. This case does appear to be different, although the consensus forming seems to be that although this was inappropriate, Nassar is unlikely to win on appeal because courts are going to be pretty hostile to the claim that Judge Aquilina failed to act as an impartial adjudicator.
All right. Erica Goldberg is an assistant professor of law at the University of Dayton School of Law. Erica, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.